The energy is so strong tonight, and the light is so strong. It's hard for me to put words to, but it feels like it jumped like a million dimensions since the solstice on Friday. So here we are with the blessing of illumination and direct transmission. I did have the title. That's pretty close. I apologize for whatever was missing or not in some of the emails. Ken had a head injury this weekend, and we've been working with that and trying to get him taken care of. So I had a little bit going on here. Let's see. And just before class started, I noticed that Kim sent an email. And Kim, I didn't read it all in detail, so would you mind sharing what you saw for the flights to Costa Rica? Are you here? She might not be here, but I guess United Airlines is having a huge special on flights to Latin America and South America. And the points were really, really low, like 10, 15,000 points each direction. So we just made our flights last week too and got really good rates. So if you're going to attend the retreat, it might be a good time to get your air tickets.
So this is Russell here. I took your advice after that call, and I went on and used Delta, and I used points, and I got a ridiculously low fare as well. So I appreciate you letting us know that last week.
Good.
I kind of was dragging my feet on it because I wasn't sure when the prices were going to be good, but it was ridiculously low. I mean, I think it was like less than 30,000 points or something.
Yes. Yeah. Ours was like that too, and that's what Kim was saying. So take a look if you're ready. I've been waiting all along for that opening to make the flight reservations, and it just opened for me last week. So it's a good time to do it. And it's a good time to decide to go on a retreat. Even though the rest, it doesn't look like it is from the rest of the world, but it is a good time to decide to go on a retreat. We still have a few spaces left, so see what you want to do about that. So we do need to have you register soon for the retreat. Okay. Let's see what else. Anything else to share? We had quite a beautiful solstice meditation on Friday evening. And like I said, it feels like we jumped just a million potency, a million whatevers in potency since the solstice. And so the energies are very potent, very powerful, a ton of light and frequency beyond light, like in the ultrasound, beyond ultrasound range, pure frequency are showering the planet now and our consciousness. So, you might be feeling all kinds of different things right now. There's still the effect of old stuff coming up for review. Not that it wasn't completed before, but that there's an opportunity to bring any lingering heavy energies, unresolved, confusing, unclear issues up that needed the higher frequency energies to be cleared or to gain understanding. Like you couldn't grasp or understand something that may have happened in your life until this new light is entering our consciousness. And so it's a little bit different way of thinking about it. It's not personal. It's a matter of timing and frequency. So we may have been carrying something heavy, something unresolved, something that looked completed in one air, the one dimension, but needed further clarification under these new energies. So if you are having past and old stuff come up, that would be a beautiful way to be in harmony with the frequencies right now and to allow unknown and new energy, new realization to come into your being so you can have a new perspective. And bring your life more deeply into the light. So it's a matter of timing. There are just certain things that couldn't be resolved till now. Who came on the line?
Hi, Sarah. This is Carla.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about opening to new and unknown energies, and I remember during the solstice meditation, hearing new and unknown and to face the unknown. And I have to say, as soon as I heard that, it backed me all the way up to my childhood, I think. Because the one fear I always had was of the unknown. So it was a whopper for me to go through that meditation on Friday. And I have to say, by the end of the evening, I did not feel that fear like I had. And I'm thinking that something that has been resolved.
Wonderful.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But
I had a similar experience of having a sense of fear that I didn't even know I had. You know, it was just so a normal part of my foundational being. And it was very just kind of primal and pure frequency. It must have been from a nonverbal time in my life or a past life, and that was released and cleared as well. I had a similar experience.
Wow.
Yeah,
Thank you for sharing that.
sure, and thank you. Yeah, it's amazing how much is being shown to us that it has been sitting in our being that was part of the normal us during the old paradigm and is being freed up now. What we considered the unconscious or the subconscious is becoming available, and the higher consciousness is becoming available, and our being that is sandwiched in between those two is starting to emerge as a more balanced, true self. And maybe some of you have ex started to experience that. We have a new self emerging now. So, on the other hand, as well, the densities on the planet created in the astral plane by all the fear and violence has gotten very, very thick. And we don't realize how much energy we're using to just walk through a day in a life. It's not, I mean, there's all the news that's visible to us, but there is so much heaviness in the astral area that it's like walking through soup. There's a resistance that's in the field that our bodies are feeling, and we're using a lot of energy to exist right now. Does that resonate with anyone? So, taking care of yourself now is very important. And I want to reiterate one of the teachings that we've had repeatedly recently, and that is, we are all connected on the energetic planes, and our body feels a connection vibrationally while still being unique and individual to ourselves. And the more you can immerse yourself in the center of your being, in your grounded self, the more you'll be supported and replenished, which is the important part right now. Being replenished should be a focus. So you should be careful how you're using your energy and remember to spend time replenishing your energy. And in what ways, in the many ways that you do that for yourselves, it doesn't have to be one way, but to bring into your awareness that kind of self-care is important right now.
Sarah, Marianne here. Am I on?
Yes,
Okay.
you are. You are. You're
All
here
right.
with us.
Thank you. And I can relate to much of what you said, but with the solar flares, is that making that more intense?
I would say it's part of the whole picture of what's happening here in the ascension cycle.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh boy.
Yeah,
And
it's all very intense right now.
okay. Now, if I recall correctly, I read something you posted, or I can't recall exactly, but something about our light body becoming part of our physical body.
Yes, and I did write that. Physical consciousness. Yes. That's what this whole six classes is about.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank all the sacred circle.
Yes. Yes. Anyone else? So I really want you to remember to take time to replenish. Oh, who just came? Oh, Tracy?
Hi,
Okay.
Sarah. Hi,
Okay.
everyone. No, I just feel so comforted with the shares because, yeah, it has been challenging and intense, and it's nice to know, I'm not alone in this. Like you said, walking out kind of feels like soup, and it has taken a lot of energy, I have to agree, to really stay grounded and centered. But I do feel like this new part of me is coming online where I can feel more love from my heart and more compassion towards myself, and really just trying to stay in that more than anything.
Oh, thank you for that. Yes. Yes. There we go. The light's starting to penetrate the circle here. So, with the first evening of each of these sessions, we activate the sacred circle for the teachings that'll be coming in, transmitting to us, aligning us, vibrating us. And this is really a big jump. And I say that so that if you're ever feeling uncomfortable, or stuff comes up for you, know that it's all in process and that it will eventually clear and bring in the flow of new light and energy. Because this is a big jump, a big bump in our consciousness now. And of course, it's contrasted with all that's going on planetarily with people now and governments. So there's quite a polarity going on and very intense energies in all directions. And this is a time when your concentration is important and your focus too, where aligning with the through line of your being is the most beneficial movement you can make. And feeling that through line of your being. Like when I feel mine, I might want to get involved in the news, and that's not part of my through line. My through line is a sense of a beam of light that I'm traveling on, that my being has set as a compass for this lifetime, and staying true to that through line in your being is where you want to come back to. This big download of energy coming in now. And sometimes we don't want to acknowledge that through line. Sometimes there's resistance to accepting our soul path. And that resistance is natural. It's seems like you have to choose one world or another, but that is only the polarity consciousness speaking. When you choose your stay on your soul line, your through line, everything is inclusive and integrated within that. So it's not either or.
This is Penny, and the through line is so helpful to me. It absolutely cuts through the inertia and the overwhelming sense of being alone that I had been facing, really. And the through line is direct access. It's just the most beautiful thing I ever heard. And it has been so helpful to me. So, I thank you.
Yeah, your through line is very beautiful, Penny.
Oh, that is magic.
So I want you to, everyone to hear this again. Staying with your what I'm calling the through line, your central being, your soul being, does not separate you. It takes you into the inclusive, integrated space and doesn't separate you out, which it did in the old paradigm, but not in the new. That was when we had the archetype of the monk, the spiritual being who had to separate themselves off from society in order to achieve their spiritual realization. That's old paradigm now. The new paradigm is the more you align with your spiritual nature, the more inclusive and integrated you become with everything and everyone. So that is really the first thing that we're shedding tonight is that old conditioning that says if we are true to ourselves, we will be cast out of society and left alone. And now the transmission is that if we're true to ourselves, we become integrated and inclusive of everything that exists. So there's no outside to be excluded from. So that energy is starting to come into the circle to re for us to receive that transmission. And that really releases a lot of old heavy energy and frees up our emotions, frees up our perspective, creates a flexibility, a resilience, and allowing in our being. Because everything is in a spiral, flowing harmony with who we are, each one of us. So within that inclusive energy is all that exists. And the guidance to know how to navigate your life moment by moment. Allow yourself to relax into a receptive space. So, we are actually in experiencing the inclusive type of space that I'm referring to as we are embraced by the beautiful light intelligence, which allows you to be grounded, have a physical presence, be in flow, and shift out of the thinking brain into the clearer brain. So even the brain, we're not dividing the brain into right and left hemispheres any longer. We're experiencing an integrated nervous system, an integrated intelligence, that has clarity. And it's not like an engine that keeps puffing and puffing and puffing, like a brain that keeps trying to figure things out and creating more and more heavy energy. It just brings you into clarity. There we go. This transmission's been building and wanting to someone to receive it. And so our group is being blessed as the recipients of this. It's available for whoever is able to receive it and feel it. So we are being showered with frequencies right now to attune us to the new earth, the new paradigm. So feel your feet on the ground. Allow yourself to drop down into your physical consciousness too, so that we're going to make space for this attunement to happen. Can't watch it. You can't think about it. That'll all just block it. So drop down in, feel your seat, your awareness in your body and around your body, the energy, the consciousness of your body, the aliveness of your body. Allow the sense of the energy of your cells to wake up. They wake up by you recognizing that they're alive. They come to join you in their aliveness. When you come into relationship with them, acknowledge them and come into communion with the cells of your body. And the spin of the atoms casts off the heavy energy that has accumulated on a cellular level. And we come back alive, enlivened. Not as the old body from the old paradigm, but from the living energy body of the new paradigm. Can some of you sense that? So we're even shifting how you think of your body. How you relate to it. Well, the old paradigm relationship with the body is dissolving, and a new relationship is being transmitted to us. This is huge. And also, you want to approach this as something that's in process, in progress, and not just in the moment right now. This is enlivening the activity and the awareness of this new experience. So it will continue to grow in you. What does it feel like? Does someone want to speak up about it?
This is Mark. I feel more relaxed. My body feels less, there's less tension. So I can sense some release. And in my pelvic area, especially some expansion there.
Beautiful. So, for everyone, see if you can merge somehow with your cellular consciousness. Allow yourself to sink into. And it's a consciousness that's not into a physical cell. There we go. Beautiful. So, from my perspective, I'm seeing the group starting to breathe like a maybe like a jellyfish, pulsing and breathing in this beautiful harmony.
I feel more of a, like a whole body sense, which I like. So it's not partitioned. So it's can feel the integration.
Yes. So in this process, there's a pulsing, a new breath, a new frequency coming in, and it is like, you know how like a jewelry cleaner sends an electric frequency through your jewelry and it releases the what's collected on the jewelry. It's that kind of effect right now. So we're going through a purification and a clearing. And a new attunement. Okay, and you might notice that you're more settled in your body now, a little more weighted downward, and also getting brighter and clearer, more integrated, like Mark said. And invite those calf muscles to soften and release. Don't get tied up in the old version of the body, but in the vibrational consciousness. There. Everyone's doing a great job shifting here. And as we come down to the soles of the feet, you might even have a new experience, a fresh experience of how the earth energy, your feet, the cosmic flow opens up through you. And, you know, having a sense of relaxation, freshness, a little openness, that is the effect of this. And so if you're experiencing that, that's wonderful. You might feel energy activated in your hands and feet. The heart energy is growing here, brighter and brighter. Okay, good. So now we have shifted into the next frequency. And as we've experienced before, our higher being now takes over and starts doing some healing, clearing, starting to make room and space for the new frequency of the light being to find residence within our being. And that may or may not happen tonight, but it will happen over the next weeks that we're together. This is all a delicate, delicate preparation. And I prefer to do things so that they're gentle. And gradual so that we can adjust to them. But we'll see what we have in store for us. There we go. And you might start feeling a clearing in the lower chakra area, the whole belly seat area. We greet Mother Earth and greet her in a way that feels new and fresh, not in the old way that you may have become accustomed to. Maybe feel the greeting. Allow Mother Earth to not be a being, but an energy, a frequency connected to the greater galaxy. Just allow something new in as you greet her. So Mother Earth is connected to the great feminine. And so when we greet Mother Earth, and it feels like we're greeting her below us, but she really is all around us. Then we vibrate into resonance with the greater feminine consciousness, the creator consciousness from the feminine. Transmission. There we go. Let's sit in this for a little bit. It's also very important during these classes that we don't open up any social media, any other devices, don't read emails, texts, whatever. Very, very important. We're working with very rarefied energies, and we don't want those type of invasive energies to enter the circle. And with your heart, in a new way, just try any new way, sensing a greeting that isn't in words, it's nonverbal, it's a feeling, it's an energy, it's a love, a relationship. And we greet the spirit of the water. In any nonverbal way you can feel. And you may discover a new sense of the spirit of water by doing it this way. So we're bypassing any old conditioned thoughts, beliefs, constructs that we have right now. And sense the some effect of doing that, of that type of greeting. And we'll greet the spirit of the fire in that same way. You may not know exactly what you're doing, but just have a sense of it. And we greet the spirit of the air in the same way. And the spirit of the ether, which is what scientists are calling plasma now. It's not an empty vacuum, it's teeming life force, teeming consciousness. And our frequency is raised to a new, more rare state of light. It's the sum effect of greeting the elements. And you can use another word besides greeting, acknowledging, recognizing, invoking, however you would like to phrase it. But it is coming into communion with the elemental forces of life. And we greet the directions in the same way. Whatever way can be new for you. The east. The south. The west. The north. Above. And below. And the sense of direction may drop out, and a sense of a sacred geometry matrix or crystalline matrix may arise in your consciousness. There's some very powerful energies in the circle now. And the key word is power. And it's power for good. Power for wholeness. And we broached this before. Becoming accustomed to the sense of power. Is important. We shouldn't be afraid of it. We need to learn how to allow it to flow in our being. What gets in the way is thinking of it as personal power, as my power, as power against power, reverses power. And instead, experiencing pure power in its vibrational form, and how that needs to move through your physical consciousness, be allowed to move through you, flowing in all dimensions of your consciousness. So you can think of this as the higher frequency of power that's being exhibited in its lower frequency on the planet right now. And that when you learn how to allow power to exist within you as a state of consciousness, there's no need for violence or to be in competition or violent in any way. It's pure power. How does that feel? Can someone experiencing it in a way that you could express it?
I feel an energy pretty much through my chakras. There's just a sense of force, I guess, strength. That's what I sense.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark, for speaking up tonight. You're the only one. No one else is willing to put themselves out there.
I this is Tracy. I feel like an aliveness. It feels like a lot aliveness coming in.
Yeah.
This is Ananda, and I would describe it as a sense of self-confidence. A sense of feeling secure.
Yeah.
Very, very safe.
It's all of this. I'm loving what everyone's saying.
Rayanne here. Like Ananda expressed, that we're just a confidence, a confident peace of sorts. That was what came to me.
Good.
This is Cindy. My whole body is heating up, and it kind of feels like it's swelling in a very strong, stoic, the words kind of escape me, but it's filling every cell. It's like the cells are expanding with heat.
Yeah. This is the power of the new consciousness coming into us. And you're all doing a great job of allowing it in your unique, beautiful ways. This is really breaking up the old conditioning. So if your light body higher being, they're together, the same thing, is to become your everyday consciousness, your new way of being, then everything about you has to rearrange to accommodate this new consciousness. So from the cellular to the emotional to the thinking, mental, everything has to shift to come into resonance with your light being. And so I'm hoping most people are having a pretty positive experience right now, because that's what it can feel like you're just feeling better coming into this new frequency.
Oh, this is Penny. It is so powerful. It's overwhelming.
We want it to be overwhelming. We want it to take you over.
Absolutely. It is doing exactly that. Yeah.
So again, this is, you know, the first class is when we become attuned to the frequency that we're going to be working with in all of our sessions. And so each one of us will have a unique experience to ourselves, and this will initiate further clearing, further opening, and attuning for each one of us. Now I can hear Cindy Chicken Dance going, oh shit, right? So this is also what is going to be new, is that in the past, when we did a lot of clearing, it could be really uncomfortable and a lot of old negative stuff would take us over. In this new frequency, it really becomes an experience of greater and greater joy and openness and light and more, feeling more at home in your being, like you're finally able to be who you are. And what has been holding you in and confining you is releasing. So we're in a whole new world now. And every time you hear yourself thinking in an old way or reacting in a patterned way, a conditioned way, as often as you can, pause and say to yourself, oh, that's the old way of responding to life. How else can I respond right now? And something will come. It's not going to be just a void. Something will come to you that's new and fresh and opens up entirely new vistas and possibilities. There's nothing about the old paradigm that can help us at this point. It all has to be from the new frequencies.
Sarah, this is Carla. I felt all evening that nothing's happening. And when you were speaking about the joy that will come with this new energy, and that's the first thing that went through my head was, I'm thinking in the old paradigm. I need to make the switch. And when I realized that literally moments ago, I started to feel, I started to feel some joy come in. I don't know how to describe the change, but it was definite, and I'm grateful because I was sitting here thinking, darn, I wish I could feel something like everybody else is feeling. So here I am comparing myself to everybody else. And it took until now to see that I needed to make that conscious shift in allowing myself to come in, I think, to come into wholeness. But anyway, I had to say that.
Good. Thank you. And yes, you know, sometimes we have to sit through a lot until we kind of shift into the next frequency. And that's what grounding does for us. It allows us to be with the energies that are shifting and aligning us with a higher, more rarefied consciousness. And if we can't comfortably sit through it until we move into this new space, then we abort the process over and over and over again. We abort the process. And when we ground and come into a space where we're not in fight flight, where we're in rest and relax, where we are able to have our energy come back to us, restore the fullness of our energy, then we are more available to be shifted into this new state. And it takes some patience and presence to allow all that to happen. And it's because we live in this transitional time. So we're shifting from that polarity consciousness to an integrated consciousness. And we're learning how to do it with a lot of help. We have a lot of helpers here today in the light realms helping us out. I'm looking at a picture that our granddaughter drew for us of a bluebird with a giant pink heart and rainbows all over the place. Illustrates what we're talking about here. There we go. We all may be up all night tonight with this energy. Sorry. But it is really strong coming in. Right now, let's bless everyone in the circle. Be in your heart and let the same way that we greeted the elements non-verbally, allow your being, invite your being to bless everyone here in the circle. And allow it to be a new experience. However it is. May not make sense to you, but it's new and you're experiencing something new, allowing for the newness to come in. There, that brought a greater flow to the circle. We'll sit with this now so that the force of this energy is starting to smooth out. It's turning into radiant light. Ooh. This is a very powerful being with us now. I've encountered this being just a few times in my life. One time I was on retreat, and this was in my 20s. I was on a solo retreat under the guidance of my teacher, Sufi teacher. And this being came in and scared me. Oh my God, I was so scared. I jumped up, ran out of the cabin that I was in, got in my car, and drove away. Because the power of this being is so strong. But we are being graced with the presence of this powerful consciousness. And my teacher was very upset with me. He said, "You really insulted a powerful consciousness." But I didn't know what to do. It was really frightening to me. And we need this power on the planet now. We need to be able to handle power skillfully. And not as personal power, but as universal power. Allow your whole being to light up. Like the power of this energy is like electricity lighting up all dimensions of your being. We're going to allow this power to explode in a toroidal field around the entire planet. Good, take a few deep breaths. Would anyone be willing to share their experience? Someone who hasn't spoken yet?
No, it's Russell.
Hi.
The pulsing I've been experiencing is particularly unique because they're like pulses within pulses, and it's ever changing. It's not constant. And when you spoke to power the first time in this call, I had these memories, recent memories, where I was turning over my power, and it was like a knowing came through that that was never going to happen again. It wasn't like me digging my heels in, it was just like, that's not going to happen again. It's beautiful. I will say in this call, in the solstice, and a couple from the last series when the energies were particularly powerful, I've had these like leg, almost like it's not painful, but there is discomfort, and I don't know how to describe it. Maybe something like almost like a restless leg syndrome, but I know it's just rearrangements going on, but it's pretty impactful.
Yes. If you can invite your tailbone to soften a little more here. The energy from the spine and the tailbone can form kind of like a third leg, so that it forms a tripod with your two legs and the energy from the base of the spine going into the earth.
I can feel what you mean by that.
Your kundalini just shot up.
Yeah, I've got this really beautiful pulsing right now.
Yeah.
It's really, I'm in like bliss here.
Good, good.
I'll stay here for a while. Thank you.
Anyone else? I'm willing to help if anyone needs help.
It's Erin. I just wanted to say I feel really settled and just nice. I don't really have like a word, but it's just nice to be in the group and enjoy that, you know, together and hear what others say. So thank you.
Nice to that you can attend, Erin. That's great.
I'm very happy about it. So thank you.
This is Penny, and I just feel the need to thank this powerful being for rearranging me in such a way that is beautiful and resonant. And so I thank this being. For being present. And for working with us all night.
I'm purposefully not giving a name to this being. In the old paradigm, it might have felt like Moses or Zeus or some kind of fiery god. But now we're getting to know this type of power and the consciousness of it and the beingness of it. It's new to us. We don't know the name of it. We don't have to name it because we're learning how to know beings, know relationships in a whole new way. So very purposefully not giving it a name. We need to open this up, break down all the verbal conditioning that we have. So just allow it to be a nameless, but you can sense the relationship there, or the presence of a consciousness. So we're in the process of breaking up a lot of old tangled energies here, but each thing that, as it becomes untangled and freed up, should feel really good. And you may have certain things come up from the past that are ready to be freed up, and be ready for that. However that appears, allow it to be new. Allow it to be new. Okay, anything else as we close here?
This is Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
I had kind of a different experience than I normally do tonight, and it was mostly due to some outside circumstances and just a couple of things that happened both before and even actually, unfortunately, during class. So I was able to stay pretty present, and definitely relating to the energies that have been happening. But I wasn't feeling as much as I usually do as you were talking. And so I'm kind of just trusting that I'm here. I'm so grateful to be here, regardless of, and that I'm here in the circle, and that whether I had a powerful experience within feeling the energies, and that it was all still happening. And I'm looking forward to listening again. But if there's anything else that you would have to say about that, be happy to hear it.
Well, I think that you mentioned before that you were traveling today, and that things were interrupting you. So you probably just had different forces working with you tonight that you received everything. You just couldn't be aware of it because of distractions. Did one of those distractions occur when I mentioned about outside energies?
So somebody had to literally for like 1 minute had to step in the room I'm in because the air conditioner was broken and just push a button literally for a minute. But you said that right after he left.
That was so, that was so interesting because I saw these energies come into, that were not the frequency of our group, come into the group. And I just kind of, the closest thing I could relate to about that was about any kind of cell phone stuff. Yeah. But
I'm so sorry. I didn't have a choice because it was
it's okay, and it cleared. But that's how sensitive we are.
Yeah, and that's part of what happened to me. Like I had actually kind of checked out for a couple of minutes just before that, and then when he came in, and then when he left, I just couldn't quite get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I also could. Do you know what I mean? Like
right.
Yeah, I love what you said, that I received it, even though my consciousness wasn't necessarily, because that's how it feels, but I was a little bit worried. So,
yeah, no, believe me, you're going to feel the effect of tonight.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's good. Well, thank you. Thanks,
you're
everybody.
Welcome. Uh-huh. So see, we creating a sacred space, and I'm not, of course life is here. We're not going to block that out, but we need to be aware of what kind of energy is coming into the space when we're in sacred space so that we know what's going on. That's all. We're not judging it. And we try to preserve the space as best as we can. And of course, we're in the middle of life, and that's what's going to happen. But I just want you to note that we could tell that an outside influence came into the circle and then left. So we are that sensitive. Ananda? Oh, were you going to say something?
I've had up on my screen your drawing of the feminine figure in all of the gold circles.
Mm.
And it is such an incredible representation of power and potency and magnificence, and yet, yes, there's nothing violent about the image.
Isn't that wonderful?
I can just breathe it into my being.
Ah.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
This is Krishna.
Hi, Krishna.
And hi. I just wanted to share that night was incredibly powerful for me, and it was almost to a point that I was in a trance. It's hard for me to even talk during what was happening. I felt such a fullness and a stillness at the same time. And I just want to share that now because I'm kind of broken out of the trance. So
okay.
I just want to say it's so hard for me to join in when I'm in that space.
Of course. I know when I met with silence, I'm fine with that. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Feels like a very good place to be. Yes.
I just want to check in with people at certain points, especially tonight, because this was more powerful than what we usually experience here. So I just want to make sure that everyone's okay.
Yeah, and I felt it for sure.
and we may all be up all night long tonight. I know.
Yes.
So
thank you.
Okay.
Are Sarah, we good? It's Kim.
Oh, hi, Kim. Yeah.
Hi. a couple of firsts for me with this particular night. I'll start with the being, and it was with my heart. It felt like the center of my heart was being gently pulled out of my space. It was so loving. It was like I was loving this being, or this being was loving all of us. It just, the strength of the love and the pull towards this being was just a first. I wish that I could speak how it felt.
we don't have the words for these things.
Yeah. And then the other piece, it was more towards the beginning, middle. I'm finding that the girth of my tailbone and the base of me feels like the opening is so much bigger, and lots of pulsing, like what Russell was describing and others. But also it felt like an area that's been difficult for me is more the pineal area, or just some kind of congestion that I felt like I've had ever since I've known this group. That felt like it cleared. So it felt broader at the base, and now I feel much broader of a portal from, you know, above.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Lots of clearing. Yep.
Great. Okay. Okay, so this is going to ripple through the week here. Please share your comments, your experiences, so that we can grow this together. Okay. I think that does it, unless anyone else has anything. Okay. Well, many blessings. Share your light with everyone in the group. Let it expand into the world. And now you can relate to power without violence, Power is love, a new higher frequency of power, which is a healing antidote for what's going on the planet. Okay. This was beautiful. Thank you very much for participating in this tonight. So let's see what happens this week now. Okay. Many blessings.